Welcome to WGXC Accra, where you've come to hear what's there.
Hi, this is Michael Wilde inviting you to Mostly Singles. And if you like what you're hearing, you'll love this show. Rarefied music, premieres, and guests. It's different every time. And a podcast, too. Go to WGXC.org. Mostly Singles, every fourth Tuesday at 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Tail Capriel of Athens, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
El patrocinio de WGXC es proporcionado en parte por la Asociación Olana, presentando el tercer jueves de cada mes un día de visitas guiadas y concluyendo con el programa artístico Melodías con Paisajes. Los visitantes pueden experimentar sonidos globales mientras contemplan los paisajes del Valle de Hudson. Este mes, el grupo tradicional de zampoña y flauta Andes Manta se presentará el jueves 18 de septiembre de 12 a 19 horas. Todos están bienvenidos. Más información en olana.org/thirdthursdays.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, September 5th. Local early morning temperatures range from 55 degrees in Medusa to 64 in most of the valley. Regional average soil temperature is 65 degrees. Air quality will be good, pollen levels will be low. Some rain early today leaves things wet this morning. Everything should be nice and dry by this afternoon due to sunny skies and some low-end wind gusts. We get a high of 82 at 5 p.m. Overnight, temperatures dip to 65 degrees. Dew points will be very close, so it may feel quite humid. Tomorrow, rain expected all day long. It will be the strongest in the morning. We get a high temperature of 76 at 1 p.m. Overnight, we get more rain and a low of 56. Sunday, rain stops in the morning. Skies brighten up and we get a high of 72 at 4 p.m. Monday will probably be dry with a high of 70 degrees. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 1:31 a.m., low tide at 8:20 a.m., high tide again at 2:04 p.m., then low tide once again at 8:22 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 75 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 7:11 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:21 a.m. Just a reminder, folks, those numbers are adjusted for the mountain ranges that do affect our sunsets. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 10%. Plasma winds will be average at 429 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty normal with an S1 level noise floor. There are no chances of aurora this evening, but they could be around over Saturday as we dip into that plasma ribbon. The current sunspot number is 150, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
This is Mariano Vera with Nuestra Música on WGXC Accra. We have David Kitusaka. Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Bienvenido, David.
Hola. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. We had a talk before last year, but give me a little bit background about your movement.
Yeah, definitely. Happy to do that. Happy to be back. Thank you for having me. Like I said, it's been wonderful to get to know you, Mariano, and be part of this show. And so Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, we've been around since 2016. I myself have I joined in 2019 as a volunteer, and now I'm a member of staff since 2024. But the movement was created during the first Trump administration at the height of it, when a lot of community members in the Columbia County area were trying to figure out what to do with in response to all the ICE raids that were happening and that were affecting the community. So specifically, three founders were immigrant members of the community, two of them, and one of them was an ally. And one of our founders was actually a part of a family that was being targeted by ICE. So they quickly got together, started having meetings with other allies, and started out with a rapid response movement of people who were just dedicated to showing up to ICE raids while they were happening to try to stop ICE from doing what they're doing unlawfully. And it worked a lot in the first administration. And then it became a larger movement of community members speaking up about what they needed from as in support. So that's when we had more programs and services start at Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, and it became a state recognized nonprofit organization. So we're about to hit 10 years in 2026 of supporting the immigrant community members. And we've expanded from not only Columbia County, but we have membership in Greene County, up in Albany. We have membership in Upper Dutchess County. And our rapid response movement in this administration has expanded as well. We have been training allies up in Saratoga. We've been training allies in Rockland County and in Newburgh as well, to create their own rapid response movements and create in response to the heightened ICE raids that are happening in this administration now. So that's one of the things that we are doing that we're really proud to say, is that people are coming to us now and asking us to model our rapid response movement and what we do there in order to keep their community safe. So and we're still around, and we're going to be here for as long as we can. So that's us. And to bring it to the festival, one of the needs that our community came to us and explained to us was that they're not only here just to work, but they're also here to celebrate their cultures, and they wanted a space in order to do that. So one of the founders, Mr. Juan Sanchez, he was the one who said that he's always dreamed of having a festival in Hudson every year, Latin music festival. And with his dream, with his ideas, CCSM was able to make that a possibility. And we created our first Latinx festival in 2021. We've been continuing it ever since, but this year we're definitely taking a different approach.
So this year's the 2025 Latinx Festival. What day is going to be?
So it's actually we're taking a different approach this year. We're going to have three different events. So we normally usually have one big festival, and this is the 5th year anniversary of the festival, and normally we would put a lot more effort into creating this big culture celebration. But in response to some concerns of the Latinx community, the Latinx Festival Meeting Committee has been meeting and thinking about what can we do, because people have been telling us that they're a little worried about gathering in large crowds right now, specifically with all the ICE raids happening. So we created, in correlation with CCSM safety team, which is something that was created in this administration, which is a team of staff members who have been trained in event safety and digital security, and safety protocols in order to keep our staff safe, but also our membership safe. In connection with them, we were able to create a plan that keeps our membership safe. So we are going to have, instead of one huge festival, three different events throughout the month of September and October, at different venues, where we can control who's coming in and out of the venues, and have a little security, volunteers who are part of our security team, like just scout the area to keep make sure anybody who joins us is safe indoors, and working with some really awesome owner businesses that are like really huge supporters of CCSM and themselves like really happy to keep our membership safe and keep us celebrating. So the first of those events is going to be on September 7th, which is Sunday. And that's going to be our family day. So we're calling this, instead of just the Latinx Festival, we're calling it the 2025 Latinx Festival Tour, because we're going to have it in three different events. We're going to have three different events on three different dates in three different locations. So,
first Sunday the 7th.
Yes.
And could you elaborate on that one?
Yes. So that is what we're calling the Latinx Festival Family Day. That's going to be from 1 to 7 p.m. at Return Brewery, which is right here in Hudson. We're inviting two artists to perform at that event. And we're also going to have some programs and services there from CCSM. We're going to have a clown there to do face painting and balloons. We're still figuring out the logistics, but that's the main part of it. We're really excited for the artists that are coming to play at that event. At that specific event, we have Mariachi Alexandra is going to be performing, and a group called Afro Andean Funk is going to be doing not only a performance, but they're going to be doing a dance workshop with people who are attending. So it will be an amazing time. So we are excited to invite our membership and their families to this event. It's going to be great. So every year we try to highlight new bands coming in. Mm-hmm. So we always do with the Latinx planning committee. We always try to look for new bands that are in the area or visiting or will travel to the area in order to promote different kinds of new acts. So we're not always using the same acts over every year.
Okay. Well, we have the next one.
Yeah.
Which one is the next one?
The next event?
Yeah.
So after that, on Saturday, September 20th, we're going to have our Latinx Festival Noche de Baile, our dance night, and that's going to be at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, New York. That is going to act like it's going to be a huge party night. We invite people to bring their friends, and the Avalon Lounge is a club that is in the heart of Catskill. It's a really great place. We have two artists performing there as well. We have a Latin fusion band called Mr. Pablo is going to be performing there, and a awesome like electro pop band called Chico Rado will be performing there as well. They're performing earlier in the night, and then later in the night, we're going to have dueling DJs. Two of our local DJs, DJ Tony Tone and DJ Lovely Candela, will be starting a dance party after 10 p.m. and we'll just be there until the venue closes. So we've had a after party from the Latinx Festival in the past. That's also been a pre-party. It's that same energy, except now we're just promoting one night to it. And that's going to be on the 20th at the Avalon Lounge.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And the Avalon Lounge is, I myself live in Catskill. So it's going to be really nice to be able to do a Latinx event in the city that I live in.
Your neighborhood.
Yeah, in my neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be, do you have any website where you can visit that people can have more information about it?
Yes. It's all going to be on our website, sanctuarycolumbiacounty.org. You just look for 2025 Latinx Festival Tour. At the moment of this recording, we're still working out the website, but hopefully it should be done within the next week. It'll have all the information that I'm talking about on the webpage.
So what is the website one more time?
Sanctuarycolumbiacounty.org.
Okay.
Yes. And then you will search Latinx 2025 Latinx Festival Tour.
And we have a third event then, right?
We do, yes. So on October 12th at Story Screen Cinemas, which is in Hudson, we're going to have what we're calling a mini concert, and we're just calling it the 2025 Latinx Festival Tour Concert. So that is going to be from 1 to 5 p.m. We're going to be at Story Screen Cinemas. This one is really exciting to me because Story Screen is one of Columbia County Sanctuary's biggest allies. We've had events there in the past, and they've just been absolutely phenomenal working with our security team. They're giving us their biggest theater in order to just throw a concert in there, and they're allowing us to have vendors, like people, when, if you've come to the Latinx Festival before, you've seen people selling their art. We're allowed to have vendors in their lobby, so people can buy things in the lobby and also come inside to inside the auditorium to see the concert. There we have an artist named Mario Rincon will be performing, and then after him, a group called La Manga will be performing there as well. So that's going to be inside, and then all day we'll have vendors coming in and out in the lobby, and the Story Screens concessions is going to be open all day, so people can come in and buy all the food they want and bring it into the auditorium, watch the performances, and it's going to be fantastic. This is what I'm looking forward to because their lobby is pretty big, and we can have as many vendors as we can fit inside the lobby.
A historical day, October the 12th, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. it was intentional, you know. We were trying our best to have all the events happen in September, but we were thinking that might be a little too excessive for our team. And then we looked at October 12th and we're like, I think we can make it work that day. And Story Screen was available to host this that day as well. So, yeah, three events, three dates, three different locations, still the same amount of celebration that we're looking to, and we're excited to host.
So one more time, the days, September?
You got September 7th at Return Brewery. That is our Latinx Festival Tour Family Day from 1 to 7 p.m. September 20th, which is a Saturday, at the Avalon Lounge. That is our Noche de Baile, and that goes from that's going to go from 7 to 1 a.m. And then on the October 12th, Sunday, at Story Screen Cinemas, that's going to be our concert day, and that's going to go from 1 to 5 p.m.
You're going to have craft vendors, you mentioned?
Yes, at the last event on the 12th, we're hoping to have many Latinx vendors, like we usually invite them to sell at our festival. We're inviting them to sell at the lobby on the 12th.
Okay. Well, and the three events are tightly monitored by your organization. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, we have a group of volunteer security members, and when I say a volunteer security members, what I mean is like they're people who have been trained in how to scout outside of events, or to just report responsibly if they see anything suspicious, how to report responsibly, so we can work with the security team at the event to try to create a protocol of sorts. And we're really excited that our venues were able to work with us, and absolutely elated that we have allies in the area that are committed to supporting the safeguarding of our membership in this way.
So it's sanctuarycolumbiacounty.org.
Yes.
And there is a Latinx Festival drop-down box in there where they can, yeah. Well, is anything else you want to say?
I'm just going to take this moment to remind everybody that Columbia County Sanctuary Movement is here doing the work, and we're trying to keep our membership safe. Our membership is definitely letting us know that things are a lot more different now. We're working around the clock to ensure their security, meeting security, working with our security team to make sure our membership feels like they can continue doing the things they've been doing, living everyday life. And we are also it definitely looking for support in any way that people can. So if you want to be a volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers. If you want to host us for a fundraiser, we'd love to do that as well. And definitely we take donations. A lot of the safety protocols that we do, like our Know Your Rights trainings for our memberships, our small business protocols that we invite small businesses to attend in order to create protocols against unlawful harassment of any type of enforcement, and our volunteer orientations, where we teach people how to what it means to be a volunteer for Columbia County Sanctuary Movement 2025. It's all free, and it's all in order to make sure that our communities are protected and feel safe. And a donation just means it's a good way to support us and to so we can continue doing the work that we are doing.
Okay, David. Buena suerte. Wish you the best.
Thank you so much, Mariano. I appreciate it. We are definitely going to keep doing the work.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
So cool, you're My best friend.